Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club broadcast. I'm glad you've joined us today. I hope you'll sing along with the choir and that you'll get ready to think with me about doors. We may take doors for granted. They are there, and we just go through them without thinking. But actually, they're very important. Then also get ready for story time. We're going to finish last week's mystery story of the wallpaper that talked, so you won't want to miss how it ends. But now, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. Now let's talk about those doors we mentioned. There's so many kinds of doors, just plain doors. Then there are barn doors that protect our animals and keep them safe. There are attic doors. What fun to open the attic door and go through to find all kinds of exciting things. Some treasures, some keepsakes, some antiques, some valuable, some not worth the nickel. Then there are jail doors. Oh, we don't want to go through them unless it's by permission to visit the inmates and share the gospel with them. Then there's the church door. That's a good one. Go through and learn of God's word, of his mercy, and of his great salvation. Let's see. Do you know what a Dutch door is? It's divided so you can have a half door. They can be very helpful to let light in or let an animal see out, but watch out if the bottom half is open and the pony you're riding is running at full speed and decides he's going into the barn without putting the brakes on. Then there's also the revolving door. It goes round and round. Some Christians are like that. They go round and round and don't get anywhere for the Lord. They need to stop circling and get into the service for the Lord. Then there's the best door of all, the door of salvation. Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Jesus is the only door of salvation. No one can enter heaven any other way. And then he said, "He shall go in and out and find pasture." His own sheep can go in for safety and fellowship with the Lord and go out to enjoy his pasture and serve him. Whatever other doors you meet, be sure you go into the Lord's door of salvation. And now, here's the choir again before story time.
My Lord has gone, it's a wondrous time.
Today's story is part two of the story we began last week, The Wallpaper That Talked, by Jean Twenge. When Koto-san came home from the mission school one day, Grandmother-san had papered their wall, but she didn't know that she had used pages from the Holy Bible. Koto-san didn't dare tell her for fear she would tear them down, for the temple priest had said that the Bible was the foreign devil's terrible book. Then one day, Koto-san thought, "I will tell her just a little to see if it makes her angry." "Grandmother," she began, "sometimes as I sit here drinking my tea, the wallpaper talks to me."
"Nonsense! Who ever heard of a wallpaper talking?"
"But it does," she insisted.
"Well, what does it say if it talks to you?" Grandmother asked unbelievingly.
"Well, right here it tells how the great God up in heaven made the sun and moon and stars and the wonderful world we live in." And she read to Grandmother some of the pages in Genesis.
"Wonderful," Grandmother explained.
"Does it really say that? I can't hear the wallpaper talk. Does it say anything else?" "Oh, yes. It says here how God made the first people and put them on earth, but they disobeyed him and did very wickedly. Sin entered the world when Adam and Eve disobeyed God."
"Ah, yah, how sad. Does the wallpaper say God punished them?"
"God said they would surely die. If they had obeyed him, they would have lived forever."
"Does the wallpaper say more? Something about that story talks to my heart, for sometimes my heart is wicked too. Must God punish me too? We must listen again and see if it will tell me more."
After that, Grandmother always waited for Koto-san to return from school to tell her more that the wallpaper had to say. So, in time, Grandmother learned the good news that God sent his son into the world to die for all who had sinned against him, that God loved her, and that she could accept his son as her savior. She trembled with joy. Could these words be true? One morning, after Koto-san went to school, Grandmother put on her kimono and hurried down the street, anxious to know if the story was true. She had to find out, and who could tell her but the priest, who knew all things about the gods? At the temple, she bowed and honored the priest. Then she began to tell him of the wallpaper that talked. As the priest listened to the story of Jesus, he stopped her angrily. "It is the foreign devil's book you have on your walls," and he slammed the door in her face. Grandmother trembled. Was it really the terrible book she had on the wall? Why, if that was the Bible, that was a good book. It was holy and good, and made her heart hate sin and long to be clean. Oh, if only it were true! Sadly, she started home. Then she thought, maybe the people in the house where she found the book knew if the story was true. But would they be angry, thinking she stole the book? So anxious to find the answer, she knocked at the door. When a foreign white lady opened the door, Grandmother was afraid. But the lady smiled and invited her in, and soon Grandmother's story was pouring out. The missionary listened quietly, then opened her Bible beside Grandmother. Grandmother was amazed. "There it is," she cried. "That's like my wallpaper. Oh, please tell me, is it true? Does God really love me?" The missionary gladly said, "Yes, he loves you. See here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Grandmother fell on her knees, weeping and thanking God for loving a poor old Japanese lady enough to send the Lord Jesus to die for her sins. Then
She quickly got to her feet and said, "I must go now. Oh, thank you for all you have told me," and she hurried home. When Koto-san got home, Grandmother cried, "Koto-san, guess what I found out today? Our wallpaper is really the Bible." At first, Koto-san was afraid, but then she saw the joy on Grandmother's face. "And best of all, I found out that it is all true. The news is too good to keep to ourselves. No one else in all of Japan has wallpaper that talks. Koto-san, run to all our neighbor ladies. Invite them to come for a cup of tea and hear the wallpaper talk." Soon, several ladies were sipping tea and listening as Koto-san read to them. "Oh," they said, "it's wonderful that you have wallpaper that talks and tells us of a God that loves us. We'll gladly come again." And many times they came to hear the wonderful things the wallpaper had to say. And now, you also know from the talking wallpaper that God loves you, too. You, too, can repent of your sin and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You, too, can read God's precious Word and learn of Him and what He wants you to do. And now, God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.